This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Charles Lutwidge Dodson. He was born on January 27, 1832, in Darsbury, England, into a highly conservative Christian family. He was one of 11 children, and his father was a deacon in the Church of England. Dodson attended Rugby School, where by all accounts he was scholastically gifted, but unhappy. During this time, he wrote poetry and short stories. When he graduated from Rugby School, he attended the University of Oxford, more specifically Christ Church, where he earned first-class honors in mathematics. Mathematics came so naturally and easily to him that he would stay at Christ Church, Oxford, for the rest of his life as a professor. In 1856, a new dean arrived, a man named Henry Little, and Dodson became friends with him. In time, he would become friends with the entire Little family. One day, during a boating trip on the 4th of July, 1862, Dodson told a fantastic story to keep the children amused. Little's daughter, Alice, begged him to write it down, which he did. The story that day became the template for Alice's adventures in Wonderland. When he sent it off to be published, he decided to use a pen name. He Latinized his first and middle names to become Lewis Carroll. His books include Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass, The Hunting of the Snark, A Tangled Tale, and What the Tortoise Said to Achilles. When Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was published in 1865, he became almost immediately famous. Lewis Carroll, as the world now knew him, began to receive fan mail, and he spent considerable time answering back. He also became interested in a new technology called photography. He created his own studio at Oxford, and for more than 20 years, he took some 3,000 photos. It must have been exhilarating to capture the world with just the click of a button. He enjoyed creating word puzzles, and in fact, he invented an early version of what we know today as Scrabble. During all of his literary output, he continued publishing books on mathematics. However, since our show is not called Mathematics from Studio 47, I'm going to gloss over these. But to be totally honest with you, while I was doing research on this part of his life, most of it went vaulting over my head anyway. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to stick with what I know best, which is poetry. Lewis Carroll continued to write and solve mathematical problems and invent word puzzles up until his death on January 14, 1894. He was 65 years old. Today's poem is Jabberwocky. It's entirely possible you're familiar with this. After all, it comes from Through the Looking Glass, and it's an example of what's called literary nonsense. It doesn't make sense, and it's not supposed to make sense. It's just fun to read. Lewis Carroll is clearly having fun with wordplay here. Perhaps not surprisingly, John Lennon was a huge fan of Lewis Carroll. And it's reported that Carroll's poem, The Walrus and the Carpenter, is what inspired the Beatles song, I Am the Walrus. Just as that song is fantastical and full of odd imagery, the same is true of our poem for today. On reading this poem, it's easy to imagine a young boy charging into a garden that suddenly, through imagination, becomes a fantasy land. This is a poem about a boy leaving his father and entering a made-up world. So don't expect this to make too much sense. Just roll with it. This is Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble on the wabe. O mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumness Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the Tum-Tum tree, and stood awhile in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tuggly wood, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with his head went galumphing back. "And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy! O frabjoyous day! Callooh! Callay!" he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble on the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.